Welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. If you want to learn how to build a profitable online business, go to www.onlineempireacademy.com. In this episode, why in the heck does Brett hate Dean? That and more coming up.
You're listening to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, the proud home of dad entrepreneurs, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey toward entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes. No living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. Just real, actionable, and realistic entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Whoa, welcome to the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. Yeah, I just said whoa, Brett. How'd you like that?
What's up, Dean? I think I just got in trouble with my wife. I don't know what happened. During your intro, she whispered something to me, but I don't know if she was whispering, and then that made her angrier that I didn't know what she was whispering.
Oh.
So.
Are we not supposed to do this podcast right now?
I don't know what happened. It was just, I got to get better at reading lips, I guess.
Or women's minds. There was
So anyways, my update, Dean, if you're gonna ask, is I may be in trouble. But I'll keep you updated, listener. I'll let you know in the next episode what was wrong, what I did. If I had to guess, I may have left something out or didn't put something away or didn't carry something upstairs. Maybe it could be, you know what? There's multiple things now that I'm running through my head.
Maybe it was your baby.
What?
Maybe it was the baby.
No,
you didn't put the baby away.
Baby's asleep. Anyways. Yeah. Real quick update. I don't know what my update is. I just know that I got to figure out what went wrong.
There was
process. Anyways, so, how are you?
It was good. Thank you. It's funny. There's actually this, I don't know if you ever go to reddit.com. I love Reddit. Reddit is like, if you've never been to Reddit before, it is it's kind of like Dig, I guess, used to be, I guess, where people upvote the content that's on the site.
Yeah.
And they have this one meme where it's called, sorry, I'm eating like something that I should not be eating. It's a protein bar. I mean, I should be eating it, but not while I'm doing a podcast. This is a crazy podcast already. All right. And the meme is first world problems. So people who are like rich or middle class.
Yeah.
And have, anyway.
I've seen those.
And this one particular meme I showed my wife. And it's the meme of a woman crying. And it says that my husband will do anything that I tell him, but I have to tell him. And so, and that's, I get that every day pretty much. It's like, I'm like, I will do anything. Just tell me what you want. Tell me. and she's like, but I shouldn't have to tell you.
Yeah. So you listener, if you can't tell, Dean and I are real dads with real families. We're real entrepreneurs too. And, that is one of the, I don't want to say biggest struggles, but, biggest balancing acts, that's a better way to put it, is making sure that, you know, you focus on the family, but then you also focus on the work and you don't get overwhelmed with the work and take, you know, and then only think about that when you're with the family. But then again, you got to work on your stuff. And so anyways, it is, I hope our conversations are always a nice way of showing we are real dads with real families.
What's up with this podcast, man? All right. Sorry. I'm like not, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Why I hate you.
No, it's totally true. That's probably one of the biggest things is, especially as an entrepreneur is, cause I mean, we always talk about how time is so much different as an entrepreneur than when you are in a full-time job, especially if you're working from home, where and actually you and I were, we talked on the phone about this a little bit, but where you might be doing your entrepreneur stuff. Like you might be on the computer, like jamming away on a, on something that's going to bring, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars to your business, and you're doing awesome and whatever. But your wife is like, your wife is doing something, or your father-in-law comes to the house or something like that and is doing some manual labor and setting up shelves or cleaning the cleaning the kitchen, and your wife's looking at you like, why aren't you cleaning the kitchen? Why aren't you putting up shelves? I mean, aren't you going to be productive?
Oh man, the balancing act. It's so, that is the challenge of being a entrepreneur with a family. It's a great challenge and there's nothing better than it, but it is still a challenge to have a healthy balance between everything.
Yeah, totally crazy. Totally crazy.
So being that we're real dads and real entrepreneurs, one of the best things that we have going for us right now is the Amazon Empire Academy. Yep. Awesome success stories coming out of it. What is the Amazon Empire Academy? It is a place where real entrepreneurs come together and learn how to sell physical products on Amazon from A to Z. That means if you've had zero experience selling physical products on Amazon, it is a great place for you to start. And then if you are a person who's already selling $1,000 or $5,000 a month, it is a great place to come and learn. Because I don't hold anything back. Dean doesn't hold anything back. It is a membership site where we don't continue to sell course after course. We throw it all in there, everything we have. We talk to our students. We have phone calls with our students.
Yep.
It is honestly something that is going to be, it's just a passion of ours. So why Amazon? Because Amazon is where you want to be for making money online, especially when it comes to selling physical products. There is not a better way to start making money online than selling on Amazon. So if that interests you, if you want to start making $1,000 a month online on Amazon, please visit Amazon Empire Academy. Dean and I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have about it. I can tell you right now, there's already success stories coming, and you'll be hearing them on the podcast soon.
Love it. Love it, man. Yeah, I mean, if you go back to our last couple podcasts, you'll find that Amazon has been – Not that it's the only thing that we do, but it's the fastest way to start seeing some kind of return. And so that's why we constantly promote it. And it's, I mean, if you look at episode 53, it is, I mean, I sell WordPress plugins. I do a lot of other stuff, and yet I still promote Amazon because of how quickly you can get up and running and going. And I mean, the testimonials and the just seeing what people do in Amazon Empire Academy kind of prove that. It's pretty crazy.
So, Dean, are you interested in knowing why I hate you?
Is there only one reason?
No, there's multiple reasons. little background. I actually don't really truly hate Dean. I hate what he is able to do, but that's also why I picked him as my business partner. Because this is a question I get all the time. Because I have business partners in my Amazon business, mm-hmm. and then Dean and I run Amazon Empire Academy together and Entrepreneur Idea Dads together, and we are business partners. But we're business partners because we are almost jealous of what each other can do and totally. Bring to the table. And so when people ask, hey, who should I pick as a business partner? My answer is always pick someone who is not like you. Pick someone who is better than all, who is good at all the things you're bad at. And Dean is that guy for me. Like, he is the whiz on all the tech stuff. And how to, I don't know, just anything online, I guess. I guess I'm like the super slow guy. And so Dean's like the guy, like he can build an infrastructure in like, it feels like seconds. And so I love having him on my team. But quick backstory on that. Dean and I tried to put something together when we first started our entrepreneur journey in, I think it was like 2008.
Yeah.
And, you know, we failed. We failed miserably. And it was tough, you know, as business partners. And now I think we grew a lot from it, and we can kind of see where each other are strong and where we're not. And so anyways, today's episode is going to kind of talk about what you should look for in a business partner. And we're going to explain that by kind of pointing out different things that Dean and I, you know, kind of see in each other, and then why that makes us a good partnership. Because if it wasn't like that, the partnership wouldn't really make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of the caveat, I mean, I always reflect on why our first venture failed. And I think, well, in fact, I know that it failed because of what we basically because of the business model.
Yeah,
I mean,
for
it was
sure.
Without a doubt. Some people might say, well, yeah, you guys are still you guys failed. Why the heck are you still together? In fact, we took a hiatus from working with each other for a while.
Because I feel like we needed to grow. Each of us needed to grow.
Yeah, totally.
In order to be beneficial to each other.
Totally, without a doubt. Because, I mean, when we went in the beginning, it was like, oh, we're going to be the next Facebook. We're going to be this. We're going to be that. As far as these huge, huge, huge goals in an industry which we had no clue whatsoever. But even with that, I think we did really well considering the fact that we had a really horrible business model.
Well, you saw glimpses of our strengths.
Yes, exactly.
You oversaw the outsourcing side and built this
huge,
you know,
site, which I think we had like almost 1,500 people at some point in time or something like that.
Right. But you helped build the infrastructure, which I had no idea how to do. Mm-hmm. And so there were glimpses of our strengths, but we didn't know how to. We really didn't know how to. We weren't very sharpened at that point. We didn't really know what, like I didn't know what my strength was. You didn't know really what your strength was. We didn't know how to collaborate with each other.
Exactly.
And it just kind of led to frustration, which ended up leading to a failed business, really.
Exactly. And so, like, from my end, like, looking at things now the way they are, the reason why I absolutely hate Brett and I'm, like, literally jealous, two reasons. One, looking back, we're on the advent of Facebook pages. I mean, it was like when Facebook pages first started, Brett, you like got people, you got like 1,500 people on a Facebook page when the statistic, I think it was like 2 years afterward, was most companies, I think it was like 85% of companies don't even have 1,500 people. And so that in itself was like, I was like, whoa, how in the heck did this guy freaking do that? And then even now it's like, this is where, okay, so my strength, I can tell you my strength right now is I can see the, like, how to get people how to build a site that would allow people to communicate with each other, allow products to be only for members. I can see how to get people from point A to point B in like a whole autoresponder funnel. All the infrastructure stuff, I can see that super easy. I mean, literally, it's like second nature. Like, I mean, where it's just boom, 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 boom. But one thing I cannot do, and literally I spent 2 years, I want to say 2 years, it was literally 2 years with my blog, You Can Work Less, trying to build a community. I could not do it. It just was not going to happen. It just never took hold. I had maybe 5 people who like were diehard fans of You Can Work Less. And then in a matter of literally weeks, you bastard, we started Entrepreneur Idea Dads. And it was like, you guys are awesome. I want to be a part of your community. Let's be a part of your Facebook group. Let's buy your products. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I'm like, how in the heck did you do that? And so for me, my strength is definitely not marketing, definitely not sales. Sales is good when it's one-on-one, but not online. And community building. And so for me, the fact that you are really good, just inherently good with that, is like a no-brainer. It was no-brainer for me. All you had to do was say, hey, Dean, okay, we need to build this. And I would go, oh yeah, are you kidding me? All you have to do is, that's going to take me about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, that's really the important thing when it comes to picking a business partner. And even if you need a business partner, that's really the thing. Yeah. I mean, if Dean was great, and Dean's being humble when he's saying he's not good at marketing and stuff. He is good at marketing. But if Dean was just like already killing it with building a community and already killing it with his information products and all that type of stuff, there wouldn't really be a point of me coming in as a partner. There's not a lot that I could have brought to the table. Maybe Dean and I could have done some type of, little project together or, been advocates for each other's products. But there would have really been no point in coming in as a partner with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so the point we want to get across is first assess whether you even need a partner. And then if you're like, look, for me personally, I really enjoy working with someone more than I enjoy doing stuff by myself. And I know that about my personality now. But if you're a person who's like, yeah, I really think a business partner would help me out, do not go find someone who's like you, even though that's more comfortable.
Yeah.
Find someone the opposite. Like Dean stretches me in a lot of things because he's always looking for the best way to execute something. And so for me, I don't know, Dean, if you've ever, I've tried to build WordPress sites and all that type of stuff, and it's just so not my strength. And they look horrible, and I can't do it. It's not the way my mind works, but I don't love, but I can get in front of a video camera. I could put on a contest. I could, tell a story. Like those are things that I really enjoy doing.
Totally.
And so, it's just that is something that, we learned while growing as entrepreneurs.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that's a perfect example. I can tell you right now, like there's been two or three times when you've put a video out to the Facebook group, because I have no control over it, obviously, if you're in Facebook. And I'm like, oh, like my heart starts beating because I'm like, oh gosh, they're gonna hate us, or they're gonna think something bad, or they're gonna like, and it's just because of my nature, because of who I am. Like I'm not the same person. And then to see them be like, oh yeah, Brad, that's a great idea. And I'm like, what the heck? That's crazy. Like I would have never done that with any of my blogs. And I've spent 2 years doing that. And to see you do that in as little as like three video things and get like the community all pumped up and stuff. It's, to me, that's like, it's almost as if, some certain people, and personally, I think anyone can learn how to build a WordPress website. It might not look good, but you can learn how to do it. But there are certain things that you cannot learn, like drawing. Some people are really good at drawing, really good at design, and it's just, you can only get to a certain point, and you have to have this talent. And if you don't have that, why force it? Because I don't know if you remember, this was only a few months ago, and I know you have a bad memory.
Just kidding. You really have a bad memory. But yeah, go ahead.
When we even first talked about creating the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, it was like when I first thought about it, I was like, well, I've been doing, because at the time it was Soul Totally Business Savvy, and then it was the Entrepreneur Idea podcast, and then now it's the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast. And I remember thinking, well, I've been doing this for two friggin' years. Am I going to throw this? And this is what I thought. I'm not saying that this is the way it was. Am I going to throw this all away to start something new yet again? But right. Then at the same time, like the opposite side was, I'm not throwing this away. This is like, the fact is, I cannot build a community. It's just not who I am. It's just not me. I'm so, I swear, every time I make a sale on my plugins, every time we make a sale on our products, the first thing I think about is, oh crap, they're going to refund because they're not going to like it.
You do worry about refunds a lot, actually. That was, we were talking about our membership site, and you're like, I don't know what to do when they unsubscribe. I'm like, why are we worrying about that right now? Like, let's think about like how we can get them super pumped up that they're there.
Totally. And I'm like totally opposite. I'm like, how do we keep them once we have them? I'm like the overly obsessed girlfriend. But that's who I am. That's the way I think. Like, that's the first thing I think about. And so it was cool, like, because it, like, one part of me was like, I don't want to let go of what I've already created. But then at the other part of me is like, well, you haven't really created anything. You haven't built a community. You haven't done the things you wanted to do because you can't, because you don't have the skill set, or you don't have the strength, at least. I mean, I'm sure if I spent 5 years doing it, but why spend those 5 years when I can partner up with someone who has that skill set and was able to do it within a month, 2 months?
Right.
You know, and that's the type of partner you need to look for if you want to partner up, or if you need to partner up.
Yeah. And I mean, on my end, I would have been like, yeah, I want to create this thing with entrepreneur dads. And that's about how far it would have gone, because I don't have the capability to build the infrastructure. So, like, I guess a good picture to paint would be like, Dean is the guy who builds the house and makes it warm and cozy inside and greets you out the door with like cookies, hoping that you'll love them because he baked them from scratch. And I'm like the realtor who gets you really excited about the house that you're about to step into. That's our, you know, our relationship. And it's a perfect one because we're both, you know, confident in what we do, not in an arrogant way, but more like, that's just kind of how we were wired. And so,
totally.
Dean, I think a good question, and this is a question that I get all the time, and maybe the listener is wondering this, how do you know when to partner with someone or when to just outsource or pay them as like a freelancer or an hourly worker?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. Because I've done both, actually, with, you know, in fact, the person who I originally paid, one person who I originally paid for my plugin is more of a partner now. He actually gets a cut of what we make on our plugins. And I mean, the big thing is, like, does the other person compliment you? Like, with you and I, it's you bring something to the table that I cannot do. And even if I did, if I were able to do, it would take a ton of time. And likewise, I think it's the same thing. Like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, because
time wise, wouldn't you? That's an understatement.
And same thing for me. Because empirically, if you look at the amount of time that I spent on my podcasts and on my blog, 2 years, it's already exploded compared just because of our partnership.
Right.
And I think we did that in October, September timeframe. So that in itself is crazy. It shows that it was needed. Obviously I can't pay you an hourly wage for that.
Right. Yeah. But that'd be awesome. I'd be like retired by now.
Yeah. Right. $2 an hour. The other, you look at the other way around, in a matter of like literally a week, you had a podcast, a blog, products that were being sold on our website, membership site, which is Amazon Empire Academy, a whole bunch of stuff within a time frame where you couldn't have done it that quickly either. And so
in like probably 60 years.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's, if there's exponential gain, I mean, because you even had your father-in-law. I mean, that,
right.
I mean, are you going to pay him? Because he comes from, he was a chief operations officer, right?
Right.
And so he has a ton of experience. And so for your Amazon business, you could have paid him like a certain amount of dollars an hour, but he would have been like, sweet, yeah, that's great. I'm going to go work for this other person.
Right. Or thanks for the hourly. I'm going to go do this myself too.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, that's a tough one. You have to kind of weigh the gains. I mean, I know with, at least with my plug-in business, I really enjoy the person that I originally hired hourly and now is just doing it off of our sales. And he ends up getting double what he got with me hourly, but I don't care because he makes the plug-in. It motivates him to make our products even better and motivates him to make more products and so on. But from a partnership aspect, I mean, the biggest thing is, I mean, if you are going to gain a whole lot from this other person, I mean, it doesn't make sense not to partner up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's like a clear cut answer for it. Like, do a partnership win and don't do a partnership win. Uh-huh. But I know for me, 'cause I've had great partnerships and then I've had horrible partnerships. For me, what I realize now, a great partnership is when the second that you become a partner with that person, things are happening, things are improving.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, with my father-in-law, when we all became partners in this, my Amazon sales shot through the roof because the partnership was beautiful because I was working my full-time job and they were out. Really, they were the ones who helped grow my Amazon business,
yeah,
or our Amazon business. And so, you know, that was an easy way to assess. And I realized then, like, okay, so when you pick a partner, you could really know whether your partnership is working or not based off of the results that come pretty immediately.
That's a good point.
Otherwise, what's the point of the partnership? And then another example would be, you know, me and you teaming up on Entrepreneur Idea Dads. You know, all of a sudden we started to build this momentum based off of our partnership. Where on other partnerships, I noticed nothing happened or it went stagnant, yeah, or I was doing all the work and that person, you know, kind of just fell off. And that I kind of realized, like, okay, well, that means there wasn't, if I can't get immediate gains out of becoming a partner, there's really no point in having a partnership.
Yep. Yeah.
And that person better bring a lot to the table if you're going to give them a partnership in it. Because you got to remember too, I have family who we pay hourly in our business too. So I have family that are partners and then I have family that we pay hourly. And so obviously the hourly stuff, they're just not quite ready to bring that much to the table to be a partner in it, where my in-laws are just incredible at what they do. And so I wouldn't have my Amazon business, you know, even close to where it is right now without teaming up with them.
Yeah. Totally. That's a great example. I actually have a plugin that would do extremely well. It would probably rival my plugin right now. But I actually partnered up with someone and I don't know how to get out of it. But I partnered up with someone who had actually bought my other plugin. And I met them up when I was at a business meeting up in Seattle. And, you know, this person said that they were, I had followed them for a while, that they're great salesmen, that they're constantly, they're one of the top salesmen. They have one of those top sales blogs and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it. I execute, you and I both execute, like, I mean, when we think of something that could be an opportunity, we just both boom, like,
right,
we will do it. And if it fails, oh well. If it succeeds, awesome.
Right.
So we created this plugin and I had my guy working on it, and the agreement was that we would build the plugin and this guy would market and sell it because he's this awesome sales and marketing guru. And I think we finished it in, I want to say in June, July time frame, and we've made 8 sales.
Nice.
Don't be jealous. and none of which were from him. They were, the majority of them were actually from one was from a competitor who was like, "What the heck? You just like totally copied our plugin." And I'm like, "No, we didn't. Your plugin sucked." Actually, no, one was from him. I should say we did get one from him. And then the rest were from ClickBank affiliates. And so, so like right away I could tell that this was going to suck because, you know, this who's someone who says that they're going to be this awesome guru and they're going to be selling a bunch. Someone like that is going to have something happen within a week. In fact, you know, for you and I, when we launch a product, boom, we start seeing sales like right away.
Right.
And we're not even gurus. We're just guys. We're just dads. And so this guy, you know, he wasn't making anything. And so I'm like, what the heck? And he's like, "Oh, well, sorry, I've been busy with the," and then weeks would go by, same thing. And then I don't think I've talked to him since at least August at all. And our plugin's out there right now. It makes one sale every 3 months, I think it is. And and it's a ClickBank sale, so I get probably, I think, like $9 from it or something like
that. Right.
And so that's a definitely an example of a poor partnership. I could tell right away. You can tell right away when someone is not going to be a good partner, usually through the monetary means or at least through just the work that they're putting out, which all the warning signs were there, but oh well, what do you do?
Ooh, that's a good way to weed out a partner is if they're willing to put money in on something.
Yeah, totally.
Because totally. I feel like, you know, Dean, you felt me out that way. You were kind of like, "Okay, well, we got to buy this and this." I was like, "Okay, let's do it." Yeah, you know, like
totally.
You know what I mean? Like you could lose money that way too, but at the same time, like I feel like that's when a person's really in or not in.
Yeah.
Is when they're going to put up money to move forward on something. And it doesn't have to be in the thousands or hundreds of thousands or anything like that, but
some skin in the game. And that's a huge thing. That's totally a huge thing. In fact, I don't think the guy that I worked with put in any money. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He put in $40 for a Warrior Forum special offer.
That's all right on.
It's crazy. But that shouldn't deter you. Like, I mean, if you suck at something, either hire someone who's really good at it or partner up with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I, you know, kind of bouncing off the bad partner stories. So, like, you know, a tough thing for me is there's really cool people that make horrible business partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I had a couple good friends who I tried to start something with. And one in particular who I love being around. And as a person, phenomenal to hang out with. Like, can't have a better time. So I'm like, whoa, what a great business partner this is gonna be, you know? And turns out it was a horrible business partnership. One, because they're not as ambitious as I am.
Yeah.
And so that was terrible because then you're just kind of you know, dragging dead weight.
Yeah, totally.
And then the second was I was the tech savvy person in the relationship. And so like that's horrible. That is the worst possible situation I could have put myself in because that is not my strength. I was teaching them what I knew about, you know, setting up websites and so anyways.
Just so you know, I had to help Brett upload a YouTube video.
And I thought there was a specific way we were doing it. So I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm sure there's some like secret passcode that I'm gonna have to put in here soon, but then I just realized you just had me upload a video, so it was cool.
So yeah, that's definitely, I mean, when did you figure it out, like how far were you?
Oh my gosh, it was like a week into it. I was like, this is, and the bummer too was like it's just gonna be, I mean, it wasn't that awkward. I guess I built it up in my head, but I was kind of like, oh, why did I put myself in this situation, you know? Like, I don't want to just like say, okay, well, you suck, I don't want to do this anymore with you. How do I? It was kind of like, how do you break up with the person? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not you, it's
and
me.
And so, I don't know. It was just one of those things where, like, I should have thought it through before I opened my big mouth, you know?
Well, but, I mean, you... Yeah, trust me. I have people like that, too, where... I mean, because part of you is, like, you want to see them succeed, too.
Right,
like,
right.
And, like, I had people at my full... I had one person at my full-time job where I was actually showing them the Amazon thing. And I'm like, dude, yeah, we can do this. We can do this. Yeah. And week after week, it was like, I was like, so how are you doing with the Amazon? He's like, well, we're going out there. We're looking. We scanned two or three items. And we this is like 2-3 weeks into it. And we're just still trying to get through the videos and make sure that we're doing everything the right way. And then a month and a half later, we're gonna start sending in our first shipment probably in about a month.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, what the freaking heck? Are you crazy? Yeah. And luckily that wasn't the time. Like, I was actually thinking, like, okay, if he jumps into this, I would totally partner up with him. We'd split 50-50. I'd find everything, like, I find all my stuff, he could find his stuff. I'll do all the shipping. We'll figure something out where it works for the both of us. And after that, I was like, it's not going to work.
So probably a good word of advice is, before you throw out those words, you know, probably just, even though you probably really want to, assess the situation. You know, for me with Dean, it was a no-brainer. It was more up to Dean whether he was ready for that or not, because I already knew what Dean was capable of doing. So I was just kind of waiting for the stars to align on what would be a good project for us to do together.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Dean, though, but Dean had to kind of assess the situation. And it's not, you know, an offense to me.
Mm-mm.
It's smart. That was smart of Dean to do. You know, I mean, we're family too. We're cousins. And so it's not like Dean questions my moral integrity or anything like that. Like, he knows what type of a person I am. He just, you know, it is just one of those things where he had to make sure that it was going to be the right decision for what he was doing.
Yeah, exactly. Because, on my end, I had to make sure that I was going to continue to make the income that I was making or more, and like way stuff like that. Not that I didn't trust you or anything like that. In fact, I'm not going to lie, you were making a lot more than I was, but still, there's the fact of, do we have the personalities to work together? Do I even need Brett? Like, it sounds not in.
No, that's the truth. I mean, that's really what you have to ask yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you think of, like when you watch Shark Tank. I love Shark Tank.
Yeah, I love Shark Tank.
A lot of the times you'll see that a lot of the sharks will say, you know, there's nothing I can do for you. I'm out. They don't have the distribution channels, or they don't have certain things. Sure, they can invest in this person and they would probably make money, but there's still not like, there's not a synergy. There's still not something there that they can see right away that they're like, you know, that they're not going to be able to bring anything to the table that's going to help this person. And that's what I kind of thought too, was on both sides, like, what can I bring Brett, who's making more money than I am right now? What can I provide to him? Which was, you know, podcast, website, membership sites, all the technology type stuff. And what can he bring me? Like, what that I couldn't do on my own, which is really nothing. But I'm just kidding. No, which was, you know, the Amazon stuff. Which was the business stuff, the marketing, especially the community building, which I could not do any of the community building or, and I didn't have the time to do the marketing, things like that, where it was just kind of like a no-brainer. Don't get me wrong, I had to think about it, and you had to think about it too.
Yeah, for sure. It was just more like, I was like, okay, if we're gonna do this, do I have the time to do it? Yep. And, you know, I don't want to tell Dean, and then Dean's gonna, you know, mark that into what he's doing, and then I'm going to kind of flake out on him. Business partnership is like a mini marriage, man.
Yep, totally.
And so you got to make sure, if you're serious about it, that you know, you're in it to win it. Like, you can't just be like, yeah, sure, I'll do that, and then totally drop the ball.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. And that was the cool thing, is when we actually started, it was like immediate gains. It was podcasts going out and then emails coming in saying, oh, you guys are awesome. Dean's cooler than Brett, but you guys are still cool. No, but like, you would see like these tangible gains, and then like, it was always like, okay, are we going to record a podcast? Yeah, let's do it. Not like, oh yeah, I think so. Are we going to make a product? Yeah, let's do it. Like, oh yeah, what kind of product? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll do one next month. It was boom, 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 boom. Let's do a Warrior Forum special offer. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do all the, it's just execute, 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 execute. And both on where it's this constant, even like you said, like it was a marriage. Like, my wife is always challenging me to do more, like around the house, to do more with the kids, to do whatever. And likewise, it's the same thing with you. Like, you're always like, oh, what, you know, how about if we did this on the Warrior Forum? How about if we tested this? Like, there's things where I'm like, if my first reaction is like, no, because that's scary. Because I've never done that before, or because I don't have the money for it, and you're like let's just do it. I'll pay for it. I don't care. And then we do it, and I'm like, oh, this actually worked. That's cool. And just doing it, yeah. You can tell the difference between a good partnership and a poor partnership, I would say, within a week or two, pretty easily.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so let's kind of give them the listener a couple action steps to take. Probably a great action step would be just assess whether you need a partner or not. I know in my Amazon business, I needed a partner because I had no time to do my Amazon business. So I needed a partner. Well, first assess whether you need a partner. And if you don't need a partner, be honest with yourself. Don't use that as a crutch, like you need to find a partner in order to have a successful business, because that's not true. But assess whether you need a partner. And then the second is, what type of partner would make your business better? What do they have to have? What characteristics do they have to have? What talents do they have to have? What skills? And then kind of jot those down and then find that person.
Yep, exactly. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. And if you're already in a partnership, if you're already partnered with someone, you definitely need to assess whether or not, like, see, like, once you've actually started this partnership, what has been the benefit? How long has it taken for that benefit to show, too, as well? Because, you know, if you've been in a partnership for a month, 2 months, and you haven't seen substantial gains, you know, that could be a sign that it's not the right thing to be in right now.
Yep.
It sounds so sad. Like, I don't want to break up a marriage.
Well, let's end on a positive. you know, we won't be your partners, but we would love to be a part of your success at Amazon Empire Academy. It is a place where we're already seeing success stories, and it is what we believe the best place to start in making money online. It will teach you how to sell on Amazon from A to Z. So whether you have zero experience or have a good amount of experience, it's a place where you will get comprehensive information, not only information, but direct contact with Dean and I and other successful entrepreneurs. So we encourage you to check out Amazon Empire Academy, and then feel free to ask Dean and I any questions that you may have about starting to sell on Amazon or just an online business in general.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is, it's not just direct access. It's like fast access.
Seriously. Seriously.
We get so pumped up. Like, I get so pumped up when I see people, especially when they're like, whoa, I just made my first sale, or I did my first shipment, or whatever. Awesome. It's like crazy. And there's been some crazy questions that come up, and where I'm like, where it's like, wow, I didn't even think of that. Or it's like, you guys don't even need to worry about that. They're like, how do I scale my business to 40 people in the next year or whatever. I'm like, you guys, you haven't even sent in your first shipment to Amazon. Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? So, but we will respond with, you haven't even sent your first shipment to Amazon. What the hell are you talking about? So, it's pretty awesome. Love that. Love it. Love it. Cool. So that is the end of the Entrepreneur Idea Dads podcast, at least for this episode.
Yep. As always, take care and take action. Dean, anything else?
Nope. That's it, man. I love that ending. You should end with that. Here, start over again.
Okay. This is the end of the episode.
This is the end right here.
Take care, take action.
See ya.